弟兄姊妹们请起立，我们一起来攻读圣经主的话语。我们先读中文，再读英文，好不好？请中文把这个麦克的声音可以调小一点，或者是这个 echo 可能回声稍微大一点。
Brothers, sisters, please stand up. We're going to read the scriptures starting Ephesians 3, chapter 3, 14 to 21. We're reading Chinese version first, then English.
好，请以弗所书三章十四到二十一节。因此我在父面前屈膝，天上地上的各家都是从他得名，求他按照他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，让你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切超过我们所求所想的。但愿他在教会中并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代永永远远。阿门。 Now let's read in English. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 14 through 21. For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated. 大家请坐。愿神祝福每一位攻读主话语的人。今天
May God's glory goes to who reads the scriptures and honors him.
今天我们的题目叫做我在父面前屈膝。
Today's topic is I bow my knees to the Father.
我们继续以弗所书系列的正道。
We continue to our sermons in Ephesians.
那么上一次的经文呢，我们看到福音乃是一个极大的奥秘。
Last time we reviewed that gospel is a profound mystery.
那我们知道，如今这样一个奥秘已经显明给了世人。
Now we know that such mystery has been revealed to the people.
同时，我不知道大家晓不晓得，祷告本身也是一个奥秘。
Do we know that praying is also a mystery?
现在 right at this moment 正在每天仍然被信徒经历着。
It's still being experienced every day at this moment.
有人说祷告是那个不开化的年代，人类的文明程度不高的年代的产物。
And some people say that praying is a product in those days were uncivilized.
是迷信的产物。
It's a product of superstitious belief.
曾经有一位无神论的科学家、医学家。
There was an atheist scientist.
他骄傲地对基督徒对教会说
，He arrogantly spoke to the Christians and the church.
拿出一瓶药来，他说：“我这一瓶阿司匹林
，And he took out a bottle of aspirin.
能够顶过你们基督徒许许多多的祷告。
And I will transcend all the prayers your Christians have done.
意思就是现在我们的科技越来越发展了。
Is that our scientific technologies has been developed, has been growing.
祷告这样一种神话被打破了。
And the mystery of praying has been broken.
但是实际上我们知道， 人类的科学技术是多么多么的有限。
But we see how limited our technologies are today.
以前我所服侍的城市，它有一个医学院，跟我们这里蛮像的，然后也有一个附属的医院。
When I served in a city, in the church in the city, when there used to be a medical school.
我刚到那个城市去服侍的时候，那个医院呢，它给所有的这个clergy 这个神职人员呢，都有一个特别的停车位。
And then that in that medical facility, there was a special parking lot for all those people as believers.
不是一对一了，但是我们到那里去，这一排这些都写着 clergy parking。
Not for everyone, but who the first line of parking would be exclusively for those with beliefs.
我有那个医院的这个 ID 跟其他的他们的工作人员的一模一样，但是是我的照片在上面。
And I have ID just as same as everybody else with my picture on it.
划一下卡就进他们那个门了。
And I can just swipe the ID and I can get in.
但是这接近二十年
，But the last 20 years，
就越来越把这些的传道人把它边缘化。
But all those ministries that has been alienated.
后来就把我们的那个 parking space 本来是第一层的，而且是离那个 building 最近的，然后就给我们搞到停车库的顶上最高的一层。
And then they swapped our parking lots where used to be very close to the building and to a place very far away.
然后有些地方你划卡进不去了。
And in some places you can't use your ID to get in.
可是那些医生他们还是晓得了解。
But those doctors they understand.
有一次我去看望一个病人。
One time I went to visit a patient.
因为在绝望当中的母亲。
A mother in desperate.
医生进来。
Doctor came in.
然后他们介绍说这是我们教会的牧师。
And they introduced me as the pastor in the church.
医生一看到我眼睛都放光。
When the doctor saw me, they can see light shining in his eyes.
然后他就往天上指了指。
And then he pointed in the sky.
他说：“现在我们已经没有办法了。
And now we have nothing. We can do nothing about this person.
你有办法。
But you have a way.
你可以祷告。
You can pray.
请为他们祷告。
Please pray for them.
我们人是何等的渺小，何等的软弱，何等的有限。
We're so limited as a person.
但是祷告的大能，我们每一天都可以经历。
But the almighty power of praying, we're experiencing every day.
所以世人越来越耻笑我们的信仰。
And people in the world has been laughing at our beliefs.
但是我们知道我们的主不改变。
But we know our Lord never changes.
今天的经文就是一个祷告。
Today's scripture is a prayer.
而这样一个祷告和今年我们教会的主题正好密切相关。
And such prayer is very close related to our theme today.
建造教会。
To build a church.
我们首先来看第十四节和十五节。
Let's look at chapter 14 and 15.
这里使徒保罗说：“因此我在父面前屈膝。”
And then Apostle Paul said, "Because for this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of Lord Jesus Christ."
也是今天我们的题目。
And also our topic.
那么在这个地方，这个因此
，and for this reason in particular.
是呼应第三章的第一节。
Is to echo what we learn in chapter three.
实际上还不是前面讲到的这个福音的奥秘这一段呢是插进去的。
And this is just addition to the mystery of gospel.
所以您看那个第一节中文的翻译呢，把它翻译出来。因此，我保罗为你们外邦人做了被囚的，替你们祈祷。
And in the first version, it said.For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father, and pray for all the Gentiles.
然后保罗的这个在圣灵的感动之下，他就写这个以弗所书呢。从第一节他就开始，他没有讲这个祷告文。
And then when Paul started writing this the book of Ephesians in the first chapter, he did not mention this prayer.
然后一直来到了十四节才讲出来我为你们祷告的这个内容。
Until verses 14, he started mentioning the content of his prayer.
所以实际上这个因此就要回到第二章去看，那第二章讲的什么呢？结尾的时候正好就在讲神在教会的建造。
So in terms of, at this point, for the reason he is talking about the building of the church.
第二章十九到二十二节。
And chapter two verses 19 to 22.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
Now therefore you're no longer strangers and foreigners, but now citizens, fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God.
时间关系，我们不都读。
We're not going to finish the entire scripture just because of time.
但是我们很清楚地看到，保罗在这里讲到神在教会当中所做的美好的工作，把我们建造成为主的圣殿。
So Paul mentions the great work God has done to build ourselves into the temple of the Lord.
那么两个礼拜以前，我们就曾经讲到啊，教会里面的那些人，我们是今天在神面前有个极宝贵身份的人。
And last time we talked about our identity, in front of the God is very precious.
保罗说，因此我为着神在教会的建造，我要来感恩，要来祷告。
So therefore, Paul said, we because of this identity, we pray and we show grace.
那我们教会今天的主题是教会建造。当我们为这样一个主题来祷告的时候，我们来思想保罗他是怎样祷告的。
So our theme as in terms of our theme to be the build, to build the church, you know, we need to contemplate and think about what how Paul prays for us.
那我们当想到使徒保罗他的祷告在圣灵的感动之下，第一个他先说我在神面前，我在父面前屈膝。
When Paul prays, initially he mentioned he bowed in front of the God.
这个祷告的位置啊，我的姿势，这个很重要。
The position and gesture of how he prays is very important.
当我们到神的面前来祷告的时候，我们完全的降服在主的面前，我们跪下。
So when we come towards the Lord, we totally surrender ourselves and then we kneel down.
大家请看以赛亚书第二章的第三节，还有第十一节。
Let's look at Isaiah, chapter 2, verses 11.
那么第三节呢，说必有许多的国的民前往啊。不论各族各民各方来说，我们来登耶和华的山，我们奔雅各神的殿。
In verses 3, Isaiah talk about many people should come and say, come and let us go up to the mountain to the Lord and then see Jacob.
主必向的道教训我们，我们也要行他的路。
And then he will teach his ways and he will shall walk in his path.
然后到了第十一节说，到那日眼目高傲的必降为卑。
In 11 verses 11 for those who are lofty looks of man shall be humbled.
性情狂傲的都必屈膝。
The haughtiness of man shall be bowed down.
唯独耶和华被尊崇。
And only Lord alone shall be exalted in that day.
当大家一起聚集来敬拜我们的主，我们的神的时候，
when all we gather and worship our Lord,
在骄傲的人，在狂傲的人也要降服到神的面前来，有一天神要让这件事情成就。
Even arrogant people will need to bow down because one day God will have accomplished all those things.
弟兄姊妹们，像刚才一开始说到的，今天的世人实在是狂傲，实在是高傲，越发的抵挡神。
As I mentioned today earlier, nowadays people are very arrogant and then against the Lord.
但有一天他们会屈膝降服在神的面前。
But one day they will eventually bow down in front of the Lord.
今天我们越来越少看到人来到神的面前来屈膝祷告。
We have seen very few people bowing in front of the God nowadays.
但是很悲惨的，令人难过的是，
And very pathetically and very sadly,
我们看到世人却越来越多的向那个世俗的，向那个罪恶，向那个不公义去屈膝祷告。
And people nowadays are kneeling to those unjustified and then sin and those in a position of authority.
大家还记得这个图片吗？有人看到过吗？
Do you remember, have you seen this picture?
这就是发生在去年。
This happened last year.
美国的街头。
It's on the streets of America.
有个人走在街上，看到一位女士经过。
One person that passed down, passed by a lady.
我那个没有这个人的肤色，我们也不用去猜。然后他看到那个 lady 吓一跳。
And the lady was very surprised and then to see him or shocked.
然后这个人说，我是这个 Black Lives Matter 的人员。
I'm a member of a Black Lives Matter movement.
现在我要求你跪下。
And I demand you to kneel down.
因为你是白人。
Because you're white.
因为你有 white privilege,
and you have a white privilege.
现在要 show your solidarity,
and you have need to show your solidarity.
可以把中文翻出来。
Sorry.
我当时第一次看到这个视频，我整个震惊了，这居然发生在美国的街头。
I was very shocked to see this movie, this video, because for this to happen on the streets of America.
然后这个女士乖乖地跪下了。
And then the lady just knelt down.
大家看到吗？
You seen this?
乖乖地双膝跪在这个镜头的前面。
And he just knelt in front of the camera.
这就是发生在今天美国的事情。
And this is just what happens in America today.
赤裸裸的种族主义。
It's racism in its at its most.
只因为我是一种肤色，你是不同的肤色。
Just because you have a different color, skin color.
因为你有这种肤色，所以你就有所谓的特权 privilege.
So you have some sort of a privilege because your skin color.
你就必须要跪下来。
You have to kneel down.
我们绝不否认，在美国的历史上，黑人曾经受到过歧视。
We never deny those certain the black.Or the African American race has been discriminated.
实际上，作为亚裔，作为华人，直到今天，我们还受到许许多多的歧视。
And as the Asian race, we also being discriminated nowadays.
实际上，就在前不久，在美国最高的这个国会里面，参议院当中，有保守派的议员提出来，不能够因为亚裔他们的肤色。就在就升学就业上面对他们有歧视，搞种族配额。
And then just recently in Congress, in the Senate, there were Senate member brought up that do not discriminate against Asians because in the education system just because of their skin color or race.
可是令人遗憾的是
，But sadly,
就是那些跪下的那些议员。
Those congressmen who knelt down,
为了某一个种族跪下的那个议员
，that particular congressman who knelt down for a particular race,
那些自由派的议员是为一个罪犯可以跪下的那些议员。
Those liberal congressmen who was willing to kneel down for a criminal,
他们全都投票反对这样一个不能够歧视亚裔的这样一个法案。
They all voted against such a law.
To prohibit discrimination of Asians. 这是明显的假冒伪善 ，hypocrite.
It's a very profound hypocrite.
公义何在
？Where's justice?
难道就这样随便的就跪下
？How can you just kneel down like that?
我非常喜欢这一句话。
I like this verse, this sentence very much.
当国旗升起，当国歌奏响的时候 ，I stand for the flag.
When the flag is raised and when the anthem is playing, I stand for the flag.
这是一个 under God 的国家。
This is a nation under God.
我们为这个国家感到自豪。
We're so proud of this nation.
And kneel for the cross.
And 为十字架下跪。
我们基督徒只在我们的万王之王、万主之主面前跪下。
Only kneel in front of the Almighty God.
教会。才是真正应当令人对神产生敬畏的地方。
The church should be a place where people come to God in awe.
今天很多时候，我们说来到教会，这个我要感觉到一种跟神的亲密的关系。
We come to the church a lot of time. We wanted to have affection or intimate relationship with God.
教会里面让人感到很舒服。
And God make us feel very comfortable.
这是非常对、非常好的弟兄姊妹们。
It's a very good.Brothers, sisters.
今天，如果你知道这个，如果你到神学院去读书呢，做这个教会这个职堂事工，你要建一个新的教堂，教会里面要怎么去 decorate， 怎么弄漂亮一点的，可以专门给你讲一节课。
So in seminary school, particularly they will have such lessons for how to decorate the church for those who want to plant the church.
我不知道大家有没有进过一些古老的教堂
？Have you ever been to an ancient church?
Ancient 啊，这是。很多年头古老的很传统的教堂
very old has been there for a while
可能一进去闻的那个气味啊是比较古旧的这个气味哈
you step into the building you can smell the sense of ancient
但是同时当你进去的时候它里面的那个灯光里面的那个布置中心聚焦的那个焦点都让人产生一种对神的敬畏有没有我不知道大家有没有那种体会，有没有那种感觉
？So when you step in, you see the focal point of for the decorations that make God the focal point of everything.
我个人觉得
Personally, I feel
我觉得在教会当中啊，应该是让大家，我们跟神之间，我们弟兄姊妹彼此之间，应该有一种亲密感啊，宾至如归啊，不是宾至了，这个我们的这个访客都觉得哈，就像一个家一样，这是好的。
So in church we should have that such feeling of intimacy or affection among brothers and sisters.
但是不能过。
But cannot be overdone.
教会里面也应该让人产生对神的敬畏。
And also we should develop fearness to the God.
我们来到神的面前，他是万王之王，万主之主，他是圣洁的神。
He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the Holy One.
我记得原来我们在 Rochester 我们职堂之初啊。
So I remember when we were doing church planting.
那么在每一次主日崇拜前呢，我们就有一个祷告会。
Every time before the sermon on Sunday, we had a prayer meeting.
然后我们所在的借用的那个美国教会呢，在那个儿童主日学正好也里面都有地毯。
And there is a carpet in the children's sermon.
我们就拿一个小小的儿童的椅子就围一圈。
We just grab a chair and a little chair for the children. We just circle around.
所有这些椅子都是冲外。
I know the chairs are facing outward.
我们同工们就跪在那里一起来祷告。
And then we all kneel and pray.
每一次都是这样子。
And every time.
跪一下到主的面前祷告，来开始我们今天的敬拜。
That's how we start our day. We kneel and pray in front of God.
我还记得我。第一次，那还是以前在国内，在北京的时候，第一次到教堂去参加这个崇拜，那时候只是去看热闹。
I remember the first time I went to church and while I was in Beijing, I was just trying to see what was going on.
进去的还是个天主教堂。
That was a Catholic church.
啊，这个我们来自国内的很多人可能都听过的西什库，北京西什库天主教堂啊，很古老的。
That was an old Catholic church in Beijing. Many of our brother system I know.
因为那时候分不清天主教，分不清基督教，就到那里去。
At time I was not able to distinguish the difference between Catholic church and Christian church.
再说古老的教堂不单是天主教，有的基督教也有。它这个一排一排的这个座椅啊。
All the chairs in the church.
前面呢还有一个矮矮的一个也是有布垫的一个小凳子似的。我开始坐那我不知道是干什么的。
There was a little furniture that was very low that was sitting in front of the chair, was placed in front of every chair. I don't know what it was for.
然后那个神父在前面讲道，我也听不懂。讲完道以后
，when the pastor finished his sermon, I didn't really quite understand what he was talking about.
或者那个 priest,
the priest.
然后呢，他就说，他说我们现在在这个他们叫天主面前跪下。
And we need to kneel before the God, before their God, before God.
然后我就看到很多人就砰就跪在，原来那是一个跪凳。
They all kneeled on that furniture I was previously mentioned. Now I know that was the special furniture for people to kneel down.
我周围看一看呢，确实也有人，可能大概有三分之一的人都没有跪。
And I know like one third of the people didn't bow down.
可能有的也像我这样不信的来看热闹的也说不定。
They might be just like me who did not believe at the time and just for here to see what's going on.
那后面这是我自己个人的见证了，我当时心中呢稍微有一个小小的挣扎，我要不跪。
And I wanted to start my personal testimony afterwards. I had a struggle deep down whether I should kneel or not.
那时候我还没有信嘛。
Well, I did not believe at the time.
但是不知道为什么有一个力量，我一下就跪在那里了。
But there was a supernatural power that pushed me to kneel.
但是我太太那时候我的女朋友，我们是一起去的。
But my wife then my girlfriend we went together.
男生坐左边，女生坐右边，是不能坐在一起的。
And then all the men are sitting on the left, while the women are sitting on the right, and they can't be seated together.
出来走到门口，我们碰面，我说刚才让跪的时候你跪没跪
？And I, after the sermon was over, I came to see her and ask her, did you kneel?
说我才没跪，我又不信，我陪你来的，我跪什么
？She said I didn't. I just here to come with you. Why should I kneel?
我说我跪了。
And I told her I kneeled.
然后他就开始笑话我。
And they started making laugh at me.
你还无神论还跪
？I saw you're an atheist. Why did you kneel?
我说跪就跪了，怎么着
？So I just kneel. What? So what?
当你来到那样一个气氛当中，让你对神有这样一种的敬畏。
So I was in that circumstance that I start developing a sense of fear toward God.
但看到圣经当中，从旧约到新约，那些属灵的伟人，他们来到神的面前，常常是跪下来敬拜、来屈膝。
And from in the scriptures, you've seen all those prophets and all those apostles. They come towards God and they kneel.
但是今天似乎好像越来越少了。有的人信主一辈子、几十年，在神面前也祷告过，但从来没有跪过。
But it seems less and less nowadays. Even those believers who have believed for a long time, they still didn't kneel.
弟兄姊妹，我们要讲得很清楚，不是只有屈膝才能祷告。
We need to be clear, we don't have to kneel when we pray.
你在做家务的时候也可以祷告。
We can pray when we are doing housework.
你在散步的时候也可以祷告。
We can pray when we go out for a walk.
我常常说，你在开车的时候都可以祷告。
We can even pray when we drive.
而实际上，一个人开车的时候，一个最好的祷告的时候。
But actually, driving is a good opportunity. Time for us to pray.
一边开车，那些心里祷告，在堵车什么都不着急了。我们人里面都有软弱，对不对？就不跟人家开斗气车了。
So while we pray while driving, we don't get angry when we stuck on the road.
只要祷告，开车祷告，你不演那就行了，不演就不好了。
Just don't close your eyes when you drive.
但是，我们要知道，基督徒的祷告是不能完全排除屈膝。 这样一个姿势，这样一个来到主面前的位置的。
But we need to remember that kneeling cannot be excluded from our prayers.
因为这样一种外在的姿势，表明我们在神面前，我们心里的屈膝，我们完全的降服。
Because that shows our surrender to the Lord.
不管我是在这世上有什么样的地位，多大的财富。
No matter how much wealth or position I have on this world.
不管我们年龄是多年轻或者多年长。
No matter how old we are,
如果可以的话，身体条件允许的话，
if we are physical conditions allow us,
我在中国河南十几年以前去做服事的时候，
a decade ago when I was on a missionary trip in 河南 China,
小敏的家乡就是过了这个边界，就是格林的这个县就在那里。
So that was on the border. That was a very small town on the border of the province.
早中国的早晨五点钟，这首歌大家都会唱。
We all know the song that the 5 o'clock in the morning in China.
早晨五点多钟被他们的祷告声吵醒。
So I was woke by the prayer songs or worship songs those people were doing.
看到跪了一屋子人在那里祷告。
I've seen the people, full of people who they all knelt while praying and worshiping.
年纪大的头发都花白了。
And it includes those who were very old and it was even hairs turn gray.
他们那一祷告至少是半个小时。
And their consistent prayer for at least half an hour.
我信主的那个城市在 Penn State, 我们那个教会曾经有这样一件事情。
The city where I believed Jesus that was in Penn State.
那我们那个教会呢，有个弟兄是从国内来的访问学者。
In the church there was a brother who was a visiting scholar from China.
他信了主。
And he believed in Jesus.
很热心很爱主。
And he's very dedicated.
可是这个实验室这个实验呢，遇到很大的困难，总是过不去。
But he has come to a lot of challenge in his work.
一个礼拜又一个礼拜，不断的重复，不断的做，总是这个结果出不来。
They've done very many repetitive work, but the same result.
他自己很着急，在神面前祷告。
And he's very anxious and he prayed in front of God.
然后这一个礼拜又一个礼拜过了很长时间，实验室里面那些其他的这些不信主的同事就开始说风言风语了。
So after so many times he's failed in his lab work, and then his colleagues start talking behind his back.
嘿，你不是基督徒吗？
I thought you were a Christian.
没事，不就往教会跑吗？
Oh, I thought you go to church.
你怎么祷告？你这个神也不听啊，不灵啊。
And why didn't your prayer work?
哇，这个弟兄，就是听到大家这些这个不断的这些言语的这个刺激。
So he was very influenced or affected by those words.
啊，他心里非常的难过。
And he feel very sad in deep down.
当着众人的面，扑通一下跪在实验室的中间，跪在地上。And
he just kneel in where he work.
别的什么都不管了，别人说什么也不管，他就开始跪在那里祷告。And
he start praying, while other people were watching.
他说：“主啊，为了你的荣耀。”And
God for your glory.
求你怜悯，求你施恩。
Please some compassion and grace on us.
帮助我吧。
Help me.
然后祷告完起来继续做他的实验。
And then he stood up and continued his work.
您猜怎样？
Guess what?
那么久的时间做不出来的这个实验啊。
And those after all those many trials and he failed.
半天就做出来了。
And he done it in half a day.
然后他就来到教会里做见证，感谢赞美主。
And he came to church and then became a witness and worshiped God and praised the Lord.
我们的主，我们的神真的是垂听祷告的又真又活的神。
And our Lord and God is really listening to our prayers.
哦，我绝不说给大家找一个说卡的啊，这个哦，行了，现在我知道了，以后遇到什么问题，我一跪下祷告，他必须得听。
And we're not just showing the case that you know that's what we should do every time we see difficulties in our life.
啊，我不敢保证。啊、
I cannot guarantee that will work every time.
实际上，等一下到最后，我们今天信息要讲到有一些情况之下，而且往往有时候我们祷告好像是不听。
And then we will mention later that many prayers God might not listen.
但是我觉得这个见证的这个重点在哪里呢？
But the focal point of this testimony is
我们这位弟兄对主的爱，对主的完全的降服交托。
That he surrendered his love to Lord.
他肯在众人面前，不顾自己的面子，不顾一切，我跪在神的面前来祷告。
He can kneel in front of all those people that his colleagues.No matter what people are talking about him.
还有一个人在历史上有一个人是这样子。
There was another figure in history that was the same like that brother.
大家都知道但以理，对不对？
That's Daniel. We all know that.
哦，但以理当时遇到那个压力，那更大了。
Daniel was under tremendous pressure at the time.
这是要掉脑袋的呀。
He might lose his life.
不可以向以色列的这个神去祷告、敬拜、跪拜。
He was not forced not to kneel.For the God of Israel.
王的禁令都盖了玉玺的。
And God has even put a sign or put a signature on his on the order not to for him not to pray.
但以理怎么样呢？
What did Daniel do?
到自己家里啊，一日三次双膝跪在他的神面前，祷告感谢，与素常一样。
And he knelt down on his knees three times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as was his custom since early days.
啊，然后他这个家里的窗户还打开，还面向耶路撒冷，那打开让大家都知道。
He has opened up his old windows in the house to facing Jerusalem.
跟平常完全一样。
Just like in Europe.
感谢赞美主。
Praise to the Lord.
若是我们平时跟主有这样一种亲密的关系
，So we have such an intimate relationship with God.
更有这样一种完全降服的关系。
And have a very surrender, we can surrender to him.
当这个世界的压力耻笑来临的时候
，When the pressure of the world comes,
我们也能够与素常一样。
We can continue just as custom in early days.
罗马书十四章第十一节。
Chapter 14 verses 11。
经上写着，主说我凭着我的永生启示，万膝。必向我跪拜，万口必向我承认。
For it's written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God.
这是神自己主所起的誓。
This is the confession that God has made.
到有一天 ，every knee 每一个膝盖都要在我的面前来跪下。
One day, every knee shall bow to me.
我有时候在想。
At times, I'm thinking.
今天的现代的 modern day Christianity，
现今的基督徒，
我们这样一种就所谓叫 feel good 啊，这样的一种 gospel，
that we have a gospel that we wanted to feel good，
我们这样一种 egocentric 以自我为中心的这样一种得好处的神学。
那 we have self-centered belief。
我们可能信主很多年，只知道到神的面前来啊、哦，耶稣，你抱抱我，我抱抱你。
We are maybe believers for many years, but all we want is just to come towards God and have comfort.
到有一天神说 Every knee shall bow to me 的时候，我们跪得下来吗
？So one day when God requests every knee to bow to Him, will we bow our knee?
你说 I'm fine, I don't do that.
你说我不愿意。
I'm not used to that.
我不习惯。
No.
不是的。
He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
是万主之主，万王之王。
He deserves. We bow before him.
他配得这个赞美。
屈膝。
归来。
第三点。
Verses 3.
保罗在这里说，我在父面前屈膝。
Paul said he knelt, bowed my knees to the Father.
天上地上的各家，神更好的翻译是这个后面的注解，天上地上的全家都是从他得名。
The better translation is the reference that underneath it says, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named.
所有的天上地下，所有属主的，这些被神救赎的儿女，我们都有一个名，从神得的名。
Everybody under in this world has a name derived from the Lord.
我有讲过这个 universal church， 这样普世的这样一个教会。
Now we have talked about a universal church.
那么这里呢，有一个小小的这个文字的背景，说各家都从他得名。
There is a little background here that everyone that received their name deprived out of the God.
那我们在讲到希腊文的这个家这个字的时候呢，我们来思想一下中文的这个家字，中文的家怎么写啊？我们青少年考考大家。
It's the test to the oldest, to the teenagers. Do we know how to write the Chinese character of home?
中文这个家是怎么得名呢
？How did this character come from?
上面是一个这个家宝盖，对不对？是房顶啊，一个屋顶。
On the top is the Chinese replication or the symbol of home.
然后家底下家里面是什么？
Within the what was within underneath that
是一个什么
？What was it？
一头猪是不是
？Was a hog a pig？
那为什么是一头猪呢
？Why is it a pig？
为什么从这里得名呢
？Why did it get its name from a pig？
哎，不是说家里有猪没有人啊？有人说怎么没有人一头猪，然后怎么会有家呢？这个搞不明白了。
It's not just only pigs live in the home. We also have people.
哎，那有人就解说了。
So some people have.Came up with an explanation.
对古人来说，什么样是一个家呢？他在一个家里面要有祭祀。
For Asian people, what is the meaning of a home? They offer in the house.
那这个祭祀呢，就献这样一头猪。
Such offering normally are hogs or pigs.
所以你看这个右边这个说文解字哈，他把这个猪是绑起来的啊，这是要献祭。
So on the picture you see on the right side, you see the pig is being tied up to become an offering.
And 这样呢，这就成为一个家了。
Then it become a home.
只不过他这个献祭敬拜的对象，对不对
？Only those who receive the offering.
是不对的。
It's not right.
所以在我们中国的。这古人当中，他们很看重这个家，他们也看重敬拜，看重这样的礼仪，看重宗教，只不过走偏了。
In ancient Chinese tradition, offering is very much valued, but they just offer the wrong God.
原来我服侍的这个学生团契，曾经有一个同学。
I have a school fellowship when I had a colleague.
他是他们家中唯一的一个基督徒。
I was the only Christian in his household.
然后那个他就跟我说牧师啊，就快过年，我要回家去了。
And it was about Chinese festival. He told me that he wanted to go home.
为我祷告。
And pray for me.
为什么呢？因为家里面又要拜拜。
Because why? Because there are always many idol or offering or worship to the idols.
祖宗牌位面前要跪下的。
He had to kneel in front of ancestors.
我是基督徒，我不能这样做。
But I'm a Christian, I can't do that.
每次都受爸爸的逼迫。
Every time I was pressed by my father.
我说为你祷告，迫切为你祷告。
I pray desperately for you.
放假回来。
After the vacation, he came back.
我说怎么样
？I asked him what happened.
他说感谢神，神垂听祷告。
And thanks to the Lord, he listened to your prayer, our prayers.
这一次我爸爸居然没有逼迫我。
This time he didn't push me to kneel.
我没有跪下。
I didn't kneel this time.
像我们基督徒并不是不尊敬我们的祖先。
It's not like our Christians don't value or fear our ancestors.
但是我们的祖先不是真正的神。
But our ancestors are not God.
那使徒保罗在这里呢，用了这个希腊文原文当中的一个 play with word， 因为 family 家这个词呢叫做 patria。
So apostle mentioned in the scripture that the family means patria.
那么父 father 这个叫做 pater，
And the father means pater.
这个地方这个词呢是 patera 是它的一个这个不同的形式。
Is it just a simple another
another
meaning of the word father?
那么在原文当中这两个字 family 和 father 是非常接近的。
They are synonymous between the two words.
所以保罗这句话什么意思？说是我们是一个属父神的家，我们是从父神得名的。
The meaning that this house is family of God, named after God.
我们的教会是属主的。
Our church is named after God.
我们是从主得名的。
We get our name from God.
我们彰显基督的形象。
We imitate Jesus' image.
Because we are Christians.
Because 我们是基督徒。
那我们来看第二方面，祷告当中的祈求。
We see the other part, the petition in prayers.
这段我们读过，我们就不读了。
I was read this before, so we're not going to read it this time.
那保罗祈求的内容有三个方面：圣灵、圣子、圣父。
There are three parts of Paul's prayer: Holy Spirit, the Son, and the Father.
首先一个，祈求神保守我们被圣灵刚强。
And then first, ask God to strengthen by the Spirit.
那他第一句话说，按照父神丰盛的荣耀。
And then they mention according to the riches of Father's glory.
什么叫按照父神丰盛荣耀？弟兄姊妹，父神的荣耀有限制了吗？有 limit 没有？
There a limitation for the Father's glory. What does it mean?
神的荣耀是充满万有的。
And then God's glory is being filled everything.
神的荣耀是无限的。
It's limitless.
所以有人说我们基督徒的祈求呢，常常是太小了。
And sometimes we always think or maybe we're asking too small.
我们要到神的面前来祈求更大的。
We need to be asking for more in front of God.
大家注意，这绝不是讲成功神学。
We're not talking about success theology
or prosperity theology.
Prosperity theology.
约翰牛顿，奇异恩典的作者，这大家都晓得吧？
You know John Newton, come my soul by prepare.
那本来是个黑奴船的这个船长，一个黑奴贩子，后来变成了一位主教，一位传道人。
He used to be a slave captain, now he's a minister.
而且他写了许多的圣诗，最有名的是《奇异恩典》。
And he has written many songs, and then one particular is Grace, Amazing Grace.
实际上他还写过一首圣诗，这首圣诗蛮短的，而这个曲调呢，如果一弹出来，大家都听过。
And he has read another song, which is very short, but we all remember when we hear it.
这首诗歌叫做《诚心被盗》。
That name is Come Myself, Thy Suit Prepare.
这听过吧？就是这首曲子，张牛顿写的。
Have you ever heard this? It's written by John Newton.
那他在第二节他就写到什么呢？ Thou art coming to a king, large petitions with thee bring, for his grace and power are such, none can ever ask too much.
Translation. OK, 你今关键大君王可以向他求大事，主恩主力无限量，无人所求会太多。
没有人到神的面前能够说你求的太多的。
No one can come up towards God and say you have asked too much.
It's impossible.
It's impossible.
你不可能限制神。
You cannot limit God.
你不可能难倒神。
You cannot ask for too much.
你不能神求这件事情，神说哎呦这我做不到啊。
And then when you ask for God, and God won't say, I can't do it.
None can ask too much.
没有人会无人所求会太多。
今天我们到神的面前来放胆的求。
We come towards God and we ask whatever.
求神照着他极丰盛的荣耀、无限量的荣耀来成就。
And then ask Him to accomplish with His abundant glory.
让我们被圣灵完完全全的刚强。
So we can strengthen by the Holy Spirit.
那这个地方呢，中文心里的叫你们心里的力量刚强，心里的力量如果一读英文我们看到了叫 inner man。
So we're talking about the power of our inner man。
我们心里的力量为什么常常有时候不刚强呢？
Why are sometimes the power of inner man is not strong？
我们信主了很多年还是觉得好像哎呀这个总是很软弱长不大。
Why sometimes we've been a believer for many years and we still feel like we're not growing up in the spiritual life?
很简单，因为我们里面有个 inner man， 有一个里面的生命。
Because we have a life in our inner man。
里面这个生命它不丰盛。
And that life is poor。
那个老我的这个生命，我们常常去 feed 它啊，给它吃很多的东西。
We've always been trying to feed our old self。
啊，世俗的娱乐呀。
The traditional or the worldly
pleasure, yeah. 或者这世界的享乐呀。
Or all the enjoyment of the world.
世界上的其他世俗的追求啊。
And all the luring of other things in the world.
世俗的思潮、世俗的影响、思想，我们都跟着走啊。
And all the thinkings, the worldly thinkings, and the knowledge of the world.
所以这个 inner man 里面这个生命它不丰盛。
Our inner man is not abundant.
他常常饿着肚子。
And we're always starving our inner man.
那你说你的里面的力量他怎么刚强得起来呢？
Then how come our the strength of our inner man can be strong?
神的荣耀是极其的丰盛的。
And God's glory is abundantly rich.
可是我们看第二点，要被基督内住。
But Jesus has to dwell in our heart.
那是基督因你们信住在你们心里。
Because our faith, He dwells in our heart.
叫你的爱心有根有基。
So our love can be rooted.
好，那立刻有另外一个问题又来了。
Here comes another question.
那基督不是已经因信住在信徒的心中了吗？我们信主那一刻，基督就内住了。
So by the time when we believe that God, as our God has already rooted in our heart.
不错，神学上非常正确。
It's very correct in the theology.
可是答案也很简单。
But the answer is also simple.
基督到你生命内住的住哪个房间？
Which room does he dwell in our heart？
你知道，在我们每个人的这个 inner man， 我们这个生命里面呢，啊，我们都有一个 guest room， 是不是？
So,
有客房。
I guess everyone in our inner life there was a guest room。
耶稣，你来了就住这儿哈。
So that's most likely where Jesus lives。
我们是很客气的招待的。
And then we treat him as a guest。
啊，这里有这个浴巾啊，这里有这个洗漱用品啊。
We're very generous and provide him with everything he needs.
然后您就用这个盥洗室卫生间啊。
And he just use all the supplies to help him help out.
没有啊，基督如果要是来到我们的生命当中啊。
But that's not the case when Jesus comes to our heart.
他不是一间屋子的这个客人。
He's not a guest in a room.
他是整个房子的主人。
He's the owner of the house.
他是丰丰满满的内住。
He dwells with fullness of God.
你所读的书。
Everything you read.
你所做的工。
Every work you have done.
你所听的歌。
Every song you have listened to.
你所上的网。
All the webs you have served.
你所花的钱。
All the money you have spent.
这一切耶稣都要在里面内住。
And as part of his dwelling in every one of those things.
这些他都管。
And he also takes part in everything.
就这样一种的内住。
That's the dwelling I'm talking about.
这样叫我们的爱心有根有基。
That's how our love has been rooted.
Rooted and grounded in love.
我们的爱心被有坚固。
那这里面呢，有根有基。这个根呢，它连着用了两个，一个根指的是植物的那个根，往下扎深的这个根。
So we're talking about rooted. We're particularly talking about like plants rooted in the soil.
然后说有基，这个基呢，就是房子的那个地基。Foundation.
We're talking about foundation. We're particularly talking about the cornerstone or the foundation of the basement of a house.
所以就像有人说的，说爱是我们生命的土壤，也是我们信心安处的磐石。
So people say love is the soil of our life and the rock on which our faith built upon.
我们基督徒爱心的根基乃在于基督无法测度的爱。
Our foundation of love for Christians is the love, an immeasurable love from God.
你若越是明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，就越能够有根有基，牢牢地扎根在主的爱里面。
The more you understand the love from Christians, the more you can root it within His love.
对主的爱越多，对这个世界的爱就越少。
The more love towards the Lord, the less love you have towards the world.
阔，神爱世人。
The width of the love means the whole world.
长深。
God loved the whole world. Sorry.
长神的爱永不止息。
This means that His love never fails.
深基督为我们受难十架。
The depth means He suffered in the cross.
高，让我们与永生之主连接，我们成为他的儿女。
The height means the connection to the Almighty God and become the children of the Lord.
直达天庭.
Until the high heaven.
这是长阔高深的爱.
That's how we're talking about this width, length, depth, and height.
我们都体会多少?
How much we understand this?
我们还是无动于衷.
Or we're not moved at all.
还是说来到主的面前, 我们一起跪下的时候还别别扭扭的.
So we're talking about we're kneel in front of God and we're still hesitate.
如果真的能够体会的话,
we truly understand this.
这是早就完全的降服了.
We should all submit ourselves to Him.
我早就把自己全都献上了.
We should offer ourselves as a whole to Him.
我们早就能够传递出来更多更多的基督的爱.
We should reveal or demonstrate much more of His love through us.
我就举一件事情，最近很多很多的新生来到我们三角区。
Another example would be recently there were many new students coming to the Triangle area.
当然我们凯瑞堂离大学稍微的远一点。
And the Cary branch is a little far from the universities.
而且我们弟兄姊妹也都有各种不同的工作，不同的侍奉，也都很辛苦。
And our brothers and sisters have their own work and life and they're very hardworking.
但是我很感谢神。 看到我们教会还是有很多弟兄姊妹来参加接新生、关怀新生的工作。
And I praise the Lord that I've seen so many volunteers who are brothers and sisters. They wanted to be the receptionists for those new students.
我要讲一个小小的见证。
Another testimony I wanted to share.
我要提名字了。 咱们教会的老曹弟兄。
And our brother Cao in our church.
这么大岁数已经退休了。
And he just retired and is
我们自己在祷告会里面提起来说，老曹弟兄也sign up说我要去接新生，去接机。
And he even signed up to receive the new students.
然后我们那个教会的其他同工说，说他儿子到他家来都站在院子里面，离着 social distance 跟他讲话的。
And when his son, who was also in our church, came to his house, and he had to maintain a social distance when talking to him.
但是我们弟兄他愿意去献出这样一份爱心。
But he's willing to give such love. Show such love to the new students.
长阔高深的爱.
The love's width, length, depth, and height.
便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们.
And then be fulfilled with the fullness of God.
Fullness, 神的丰盛, 神的完全, 把我们里面充满了.
The fullness of God means the abundant riches of God that's been fulfilled in our heart.
不但被圣灵刚强，被基督内住，还要被父神来充满。
Not only be strengthened by the Holy Spirit, be dwelled in by Jesus, and also be filled with the fullness of God.
这三位一体的神，我们说被圣灵充满，刚才我们唱的诗歌里面被基督充满，被父神充满，都是一样的，被我们的主来充满。
With triology, all those three things are the same.
当你的生命被主完全的充满的时候，
our life is fully filled by the fullness of God.
这个世界的罪恶的这些影响，世界的病毒根本都进不来的。
All the evilness or evil and sins of this world cannot come in.
最近大家不是都讲这个 COVID 对不对？谈病毒色变。
Every time COVID has been talked a lot recently, and we're all scared of such virus.
然后大家可能就看到那样的照片，对不对？那个最高级别的那个病毒实验室啊，什么 P4 级别的病毒实验室。
We talk about the Institute of Virology. We're level four. That's the most highest security.
他们穿那个实验服是什么样子，你知道吗？
Now, what kind of suit we're wearing?
大家看到吗？
Have you seen that?
里面都是鼓鼓的，都充满着这个有这个叫什么负压力。
There were a negative pressure within, so it seems filled up.
就外面的压力是负的，里面压力是正的啊，所以这个外面的进不来，因为压力是负的。
Because the pressure outside is negative, so so nothing can come inside from outside.
哎，这个可以给我们一个启发。
That can reveal something for us.
哎，我们基督徒要被什么充满啊？
What can be filled? What can us Christian be filled with?
如果要是我们被这些世界的东西的充满的话，那这个病毒长驱直入，对不对？
If we're filled with the world, the virus just comes straight in.
求神充满我们。
Please may the Lord fill us with the fullness of God.
充充足足地成就一切。
And then exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think.
超过我们所求所想的。
more than we what we ask or think.
那么这个第二十节呢，实际上有一个更准确的翻译。
There's a more accurate translation for verses 20.
愿荣耀归给那能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的神。好长。
May glory goes to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to his power that works in us.
实际上，这个罗姆书上主日学的讲的再详细点，我已经讲的够细了啊。它这里有一个句式，从能，然后能够成就，然后能够充足足的成就，充足足成就一切，然后超我们所求所想。它是一个金字塔形的，一层一层的递进，它是一个句式啊。
In the Sunday school, we should mention that this is it seemed like a pyramid, like every word exceedingly abundantly above all, or I think and according to its power, it seemed like a pyramid structure.
刚才我们说我们到神的面前祷告求的常常很小。
And a lot, I mentioned earlier that a lot of time we come to the Lord, we ask for little things.
神的回应却比我们想的大。
But His response is much more than what we asked.
充充足足超过我们的
and abundantly exceedingly over what we think
我们是很小
we're small
今天下午当我们伟宏姊妹的这个敬礼的时候我们唱一首歌
so we came to visit our sister Wei Hong on the road we sang a song
她从水里出来我们唱这个副歌永欢弟兄会带领我们唱
So when she come out of the water, we will sing or we'll worship another, we'll sing another song, which is led by Brother Yonghuan.
这首诗歌的一开始说 I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. 没有摆中文出来。我听到救主说，你的力量实微小。Shallow winds watch and pray, find in me thy all in all. 你这样一个软弱的孩子啊，你来到我面前祷告，你在我里面能够找到你的一切。
So, you're such a weakened kid, and you come towards me, you'll find all you are looking for.
神能充充足足成就一切。
And God will exceedingly abundantly above all we ask, achieve everything we ask, more or more than what we ask or think.
在九年以前，2012年的时候
，Nine years ago in 2012，
我们今天主题建造教会。2012年的时候，当时我们原来的教会呢，那时候面临着一个抉择。
And at that time, our church at the time was facing a decision making.
教会发展来到一个关键的一个路口。
That was a critical point at where our church developed.
一方面呢，我们需要有建堂，需要有自己的地方，因为我们所在美国教会已经开始赶我们走了。
One time we were facing the challenge of building the church because our original another church was driving us out of their building.
同时，教会的孩子也长大，然后青少年也那、这个也越来越多，我们也需要一位青少年的这个传道。
Also, the kids are growing up, and we need somebody to serve as a youth minister.
对对，对教会都是大事情。
Those are very important things for the church.
而且你弄不好会教会分裂，大家知道这个，在美国两个 biggest church killer， 一个是建堂，一个是屏幕。
And if it's not done right, it could be a church killer. But one of the two major factors that church breaks apart.
那我们说当时这两个都很需要，那个哪个先做
？And then those two are.Equally important, which one comes first?
哎，那时候我们信心也不够，我们来到主的面前，求主带领吧，看神怎么开路，我们就走，先走哪一个
？The time we're lack of faith, and we really asking, we're asking God's direction to do what, to which one, which way we're supposed to be going.
长话短说，神为我们预备了一个地方，我们买了一个教堂。
Long story short, God has prepared a place, and we bought a church.
很不容易啊，教会人不多，然后流动性大，学生又多，然后各种各样不同的声音，而且教会里绝大部分都是大陆来的弟兄姊妹，信主时间也不长。
There are many voices, you know, in this process, and then some of the brothers and sisters they just recently believed and their spiritual life is not mature.
结果没想到这个教堂买下来
，But amazingly after we bought the church,
教会还在很艰难的这个时候。
But we're in desperate, hard times, harsh times.
刚刚做了这么大的一件事情，而且教会里面有不同的声音。
And I was just experienced different voices in the church.
我们没有去找神自己把这个青少年传道给我们预备了。
We didn't even thought about God has already prepared the place for us.
我们需要那个资金，神也给我们预备了。
And God still has even prepared the financial support for us.
啊，在那个最困难的时候，是给我们一个极大的激励。
And God has given us such a motivation during this hard time.
而且我们找到的那个青少年传道，还是一个 ABC， 就是差不多四五岁来美国的，在美国长大的。
And then the
华人。
And the youth minister was American-born Chinese who came to the U.S. when he was four.
就美国，我们说很多很大的这个华人教会找青少年传道上，多少年要找这样的都找不到的。
And it was extremely hard, you know, generally speaking, it was extremely hard to find youth ministers in America.
哦，当时我们在主的面前只有感恩。
We only had grace or praises to the Lord.
充充足足成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
And then he was able to do exceedingly abundantly above what we ask or think.
好了，最后我们要回答这个问题啊，我们就结束。
In the end, before we end, we will ask a question.
那有人以后就问了，为什么我祈求却常常得不着
？Why I couldn't get what I ask?
要这一个题目，我们可以讲三天啊，可以作为有人神学课程来好好谈。
I can keep going on for 3 days with this topic.
我们回答四个方面。第一，神知道什么对我最好。
The four parts of my answer. First, we know what God knows what we need.
我们祈求是要这样子，神没有做，不要轻易到主的面前来抱怨。
So when if we pray and God didn't do, do not come towards the Lord and complain.
我亲口听到一个牧师讲过一个见证。
There was a testimony, you know, I heard from another pastor.
在做青少年牧师的时候，开着辆大车，带着一个青少年团契一车的人，然后去芝加哥，他们去参加一个青少年特会。
He had a youth fellowship and he drove a bus full of people towards Chicago.
他说我们出门之前祷告了。
Before we left, we prayed.
求神保守一路平安顺利到达，然后好好参加营会。
May God protect us and may God be with us on our way to the fellowship.
在路上开车开着开着
，But while we were driving,
车子坏了。
The car broke down.
然后这个开下来，然后这个费好大劲，然后又换轮胎呀等等这些的，然后这个好不容易又去从上路重新往前开。
It took a lot of effort before he could get back on the road.
往前开，发现哇。
And then while he was moving on, he saw something.
因为当时他们开在路上的时候，他印象很深，有一辆大卡车超过他。那个大卡车呢，是后面装的全都是那种一根一根长长的钢筋。
It was passed while his driving was passed by a truck and who was filled with steel rods.
啊，就是那种长的那种 rebar 那种东西。啊，结果那个车整个这个钢筋都散掉了。
Well, the steel rods just fell apart and then on the road.
啊，很多的车在那受伤，然后这路上一片狼藉。
Many cars on the road behind the truck was damaged, and then
警车啊、救护车什么还都在那里抢救呢。
It was a chaotic scene with all the fire trucks and all the police and then ambulances.
他说，如果要是我们车子没有坏在那里的时候，我们可能就是其中一个 victim.
So if our bus wasn't broken down earlier, we could be one of those victims in the scene, the tragic scene.
我们并不知道什么是对我们最好的。
We don't know what's the best for us.
第二点，为什么祈求常常得不着？因为我们信心不够。
Why second? Why we sometimes we don't get what we want because we don't have enough faith?
这说神所成就照着运行在我们心里的大力。
And God is according to the power that works in us.
我们里面的人是不是刚强？
Is our inner man strong?
雅各书第一章讲得很清楚，说如果疑惑的人在主的里面，不要想得到什么。
In James, it says, but let him ask in faith with no doubt. If you're doubting, do not ask for anything.
第三点，因为有罪的拦阻。
Thirdly, because of the hindrance of sin.
我心里若注重罪孽，主必不听。
If we regard by regarding iniquity in our heart, the Lord will not hear.
第四点，因为我们是妄求。
And then also and fourthly, we're asking with wrong motives.
你们得不着，因为你们不求。
You don't get it when you don't ask.
求也得不着，是因为你们妄求，要浪费在你们的眼乐中。
But When you ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures.
没有时间, 我们把它展开讲了。
We don't have enough time to keep going on.
但是我们却知道, 若真的是按照运行在我们心里的大力, 我们完全降服的时候, 神所成就的, 会让你觉得 amazing.
But if we know according to the power that works inside of us, we know God can accomplish amazing things.
那最后这一切到底是为什么的目的呢?
So what is it all for afterwards?
不是为了我们自己的荣耀,
it's not for the glory of ourselves.
不是我们自己心愿的满足,
it's not to fulfill our own pleasure.
是神在教会中并在基督耶稣里得到荣耀,
it's for him to get glory in church and in Jesus Christ.
到底神在我们的教会当中能不能得到荣耀?
Will God receive glory in our church?
能不能够丰丰满满地得到荣耀?
Will he receive abundant rich glory in our church?
求神怜悯我们,
may God bless us, have compassion on us.
主我们同心来到你面前,
Lord, we come towards you together.
感谢主, 让我们也能够常常使徒保罗这样到你的面前来祷告。
Thanks, Lord, we have the opportunity to pray just as Apostle Paul.
我们完全的降服,
we surrender ourselves,
谦卑自己,
and then be humbled.
我们愿被主你自己的圣灵所刚强。
We would love to be strengthened by your Holy Spirit.
被主耶稣基督你完全的内住掌管,
and be dwelled by Jesus Christ.
父神求你充满我们,
God please fulfill us.
愿主你在我们的生命当中, 在我们的教会里面得到一切当得的荣耀。
May you get all the glory you deserve in our church.
奉耶稣基督的名,
in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you.